From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the Chinese President Xi Jinping said that they are looking forward to a new era of cooperation between the two countries. After the two held a short meeting in Beijing, Tillerson said that the next step could be a first-ever meeting between the president and President Trump in an apparent reference to unconfirmed reports of plans for Mr. Trump and the Chinese president to meet in Florida next month. North Korea's news agency said that they ground-tested a new high-thrust rocket engine today. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that the test was successful, and he emphasized that the world will soon witness more. The test consisted of firing the rocket engine while it was held in place on the ground, not powering a missile. The U.S. Secret Service has heightened security efforts after a motorist drove up a car up to a White House checkpoint and claimed to have a bomb. Officials say the driver was immediately arrested, and it was not immediately clear whether or not there was a bomb in the car. President Trump was not in the White House at the time. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the meeting of finance ministers at the G20 countries was successful, despite the ministers not reaching an agreement to fully oppose trade protectionism.
During our meetings over the last 2 days, we as a group reaffirmed our commitment to international economic and financial cooperation, a belief in sustainable growth in the world economies, our work to strengthen balanced trade.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A man who attacked soldiers at Orly Airport in Paris carried a gasoline can, and according to testimony of soldiers who witnessed the attack, the assailant put his air gun to the head of a woman soldier and shouted to others, "Put down your guns, put your hands on your head. I'm here to die for Allah. In any case, there will be deaths."
On sait très bien que ça correspond à des mots d'ordre qui sont largement diffusés dans le cadre des organisations terroristes djihadistes.
Paris prosecutor François Molin said it was a terrorist attack by all indications. The attacker was shot and killed by the other soldiers. Molin said three people were being held in police custody, and he said the attacker's choice of target and evidence that he had been radicalized justified launching a terrorism investigation. The British Prime Minister has accused the Scottish National Party using Brexit as a pretext to engineer a second independence referendum, calling the party divisive. Theresa May made the remarks at the Conservative Party's spring forum, where she said a second Scottish referendum would be bad for the UK.
The SNP argue that we should break up the UK because we are leaving the EU. But 3 years ago, they campaigned for a result that would have taken Scotland out of the EU altogether. They're happy to see power rest in Brussels. But if those powers come back to London, they want them given to Edinburgh, so they can try and give them back to Brussels.
The UK as a whole decided in a June referendum to leave the EU, but Scots in that ballot voted 62-38 to remain in the European Union. One of the kings of American rock and roll, Chuck Berry, has died at the age of 90. The legendary African-American musician, a native of St. Louis, Missouri, gave his first performance in high school. Since then, he pioneered a musical form that has become synonymous with American music. Johnny B. Goode, Mabel Lean, Roll Over Beethoven, and Sweet Little 16 are among his many hits. His influence most of the popular musicians that came after him, including such well-known music legends as the Rolling Stones, the Beach Boys, the Grateful Dead, and more. Despite a week of pushback from Republican lawmakers, the White House has doubled down on President Trump's allegation that former President Obama secretly wiretapped his phones in New York's Trump Tower.
Plenty of questions, but not enough answers, as the House Intelligence Committee prepares to take on President Trump's claims in public. Members of the president's own party joined Democrats in saying they have no evidence of Trump's Twitter claims.
That's Catherine Gibson reporting for VOA. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.